Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In an unprecedented move that has tails wagging across the galaxy, the Scheib Space Station has officially opened the first-ever zero-gravity bark park. This gravity-defying playground is designed to keep our four-legged shibonauts yapping with joy as they float among the stars. "Bouncing off the walls was never this much pup-tastic till now," declared Commander Paws Armstrong, as he chased his own tail in a delightful, slow-motion ballet. The Zero Gravity Bark Park, or ZGBP as it is affectionately known, is a technological marvel. It's decked out with space-age versions of traditional bark park favorites. Think asteroid-shaped chew toys and orbital frisbees. Even the doggy bags are high-tech, designed to contain any space mess without a hitch. And for the intellectual pup, plasma-powered brain games are installed to keep their neurons firing faster than a rocket launch. Following the positive vibes from the article, can Dogecoin fund our next moon mission? Scheib astronauts weigh in. The ZGBP is another giant leap for dogkind. The Scheib Space Academy, which recently explored using Dogecoin for lunar economics, now looks to this space station initiative as proof of a vibrant, community-centric approach to space exploration. Considering Scheib astronauts like Captain Woofster's anticipation for extraterrestrial dog parks, the ZGBP goes beyond his wildest dreams. Who knew that space could feel so much like home? Woofster howled with glee while somersaulting in the park. But the ZGBP isn't just for play. It's also part of the Scheibonauts' training program, helping them acclimate to zero-G conditions in the most enjoyable way possible. As they chase after sun-powered laser pointers, they're not just having fun, they're preparing for deep space missions. The park also serves as a testing ground for the latest advancements in Scheib Inu space gear, including magnetic paw boots and vacuum-tolerant fetch balls. The park's creative design accommodates both vigorous exercise and relaxation, with sunspot snooze zones, where Scheibonauts can drift off to sleep in a gently rotating hammock, only to wake up to earth-shaking views of Earthrise. The integration of Scheib Inu's cultural love for the sun into spacefaring activities cements the ZGBP's status as a hotspot of innovative Scheibtainment. Yet, as always, not all tails are wagging in sync. Critics of the ZGBP project raise concerns about the cost and practicality of such a space. "What's the ROI on a zero-gravity fire hydrant anyway?" skeptically barks economist Dr. Snifton Loaf. Meanwhile, the astutely frugal Scheib Society debates the extravagance of the endeavor. Nonetheless, proponents argue that crew morale and mental health are as vital as any physical equipment, citing studies showing that even a quick play session can boost problem-solving and team dynamics. As Scheib Inu society is keen on internet trends and meme magic, the ZGBP has been a viral sensation. It has initiated a new breed of content as Scheibonauts share their adorable antics on Interpornet, making humans and dogs alike orbit around their screens. It's not just a park, it's a phenomenon, a stellar showcase of how high the spirits of a Scheib Inu can soar when let off the leash in the cosmos. With the possibilities of Dogecoin-funded moon missions on the horizon, the ZGBP is a timely testament to the Scheib Inu Society's innovative approach to space travel and its commitment to infusing fun in every bark of the way. As the ZGBP celebrates its grand opening, one thing is clear. These Scheibonauts really just want to have fun, and a high-flying fun they shall have, to infinity and beyond. "Next thing you know, they'll be installing a bone-shaped observatory," quips astrophysicist Luna Roverton, a sprightly professor known for her out-of-the-kennel thinking. With much to look forward to in the universe's vast playground, the canines in control of the Scheib Space Station show the world that the sky's not the limit, it's just the beginning.